Timmons, well, it's that time of year again, World Juniors in Ontario. I just received the following from Jonathan Street Pierre. In 1986, a group of students started an annual tradition of an annual hockey tournament. Each team is made up of their graduating years vying for the ultimate bragging rights. A perfect opportunity to connect with alumni from the past, present, and future. A time to reflect on great memories while creating new ones and, most importantly, to keep the flamme going. Listen, I'm not an ESCT alumni, but for years I have been attending to watch games, connect with old players that I coached, meet up with old teammates and opponents, and have an all-around good time. For this year's tournament, you can sign up at Full Beard Brewing on December 19th and 20. The tournament runs December 27th-29. This is the 36th edition and admission is free at the Sportsplex. For further information, you can contact Jonathan at 705-266-8344. I watched with delight Monday's edition of The Agenda on TVO, which featured Ronnie Shuker speaking about his latest book The Country and the Game, 30,000 Miles of Hockey Stories. Ronnie crisscrossed Canada gathering a true collection of remarkable stories. One chapter features the story of Bill Barilko and Henry Hudson's disappearance. As he entails in the book, you can see Ronnie's passion for the importance of the Barilko story in full view during the interview. You may be able to find the episode on TVO's website or YouTube, you will not be disappointed. Now that we have a new events area at the Hollinger Park, wouldn't it be a terrific idea to have a huge outdoor ice hockey and boot hockey festival December 30th-31 there? There could be kids, youth, adult and mixed adult teams participating. You could have concurrent events in the park. Of course, it would hinge on the weather. But if the weather is as it is currently, this would be a perfect time. Imagine an overflowing Hollinger Event Center full of children and families regaling in the holiday spirit in a citywide cultural event. The possibilities for such an event are endless and play a vital role in maintaining a vibrant, healthy and community environment. Just saying, I forgot one thing, you could cap this all off with a massive fireworks display to celebrate the new year as well. If you're a sports fan, it's an exciting time to sit back and enjoy the college football playoffs, final three games of the NFL season, World Juniors, Spengler Cup and much, much more. From my family to your families, may you all have a blessed and joyous Christmas and a very happy new year. Later Skater. Have a tip or comment for Mully? Send us an email.